This is the Lou Rockwell Show.
Dr. Mark Thornton is an expert not only in such things as the economics of prohibition and the economics of the Civil War, but an expert on business cycles. Take a look at his archive on lourockwell.com, Mark Thornton, under columnist, and you'll see that he was talking about, for example, the housing bubble long before it burst. And also take a look at the articles on his famous skyscraper index and what it has to say about the business cycle. But what I want to talk to Mark today about is the fact that in a depression, of which, of course, we're in an economic depression, despite the fact that the government and the media don't want us to say that word, depression. That's the word they don't want us to say, depression. We're in a depression. And Mark has got some very interesting things to say about the sorts of businesses, I'm talking about businesses you deal with as an individual, that will do well during the depression, businesses that won't do well during the depression, and what this says about the economic effects of a depression, which may be, you know, not 100% bad. Very interesting, certainly not the government's intention. But Mark, talk to us about this.
It's great to be here, Lou. There's a lot of trends that we have seen in past recessions and economic depressions which hold up over time. And we can look at what people do during depressions and during recessions, and we can be prepared to go into those habits and those industries and those businesses and those jobs beforehand. And so in past recessions, we see things like, for example, that people tend to lose weight and they tend to get better health. They tend to quit smoking, reduce alcohol consumption, things of that sort. So that those types of businesses are not going to do as well in an economic depression. But those are things that people do to make some adjustments in their personal habits in order to deal with an economic depression. Losing weight, better health, neater grooming. So, you know, being a barber would be a relatively good thing in a depression. People are going to want to be neatly groomed and better dressed, more conservatively dressed in order to keep their job or in order to get a new job. Those are some of the things that they do in order to survive economic depression.
So, for example, the kind of shops that sell the clothes that alarm parents, these are the ones that are not going to do very well because, of course, you want to make yourself attractive to the employer and you want to keep your job, you want to get a job. You've also made a point in the past about how this might affect the awful tattoo industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those kind of signs are the things that employers don't like. They don't like tattoos and earrings and, you know, metal all over people's faces, especially with employees that have to deal with customers. In the boom phase, employers will put up with that kind of nonsense, casual dress, tattoos, unkept clothing and grooming habits. But in an economic decline, when there's more labor around than jobs to be filled, the people who have better habits, basically, and are better, more neatly dressed, and who show up on time and who are good around the workplace, they're going to get to keep their jobs. And the people with the tattoos and with the earrings and that sort of stuff are just not going to be doing as well, and they're going to have fewer job choices.
Mark, could this be the reason that has frequently been noted that in economic boom times, women's skirts tend to get shorter and shorter and shorter, and in recessions and depressions, they get longer and longer and longer?
Yeah, it's a classic indicator. It's been around for a long time that in the boom phase, people tend to do more outrageous things, things that they couldn't get away with if they're in an economy where the market pressure is there. One of the things that we see is that people with better grooming habits, whether you're in a recession or not, tend to make more money. And, you know, people who put on the appropriate amount of makeup, for example, there's been studies done on all of these types of habits, and in every case, the traditional mode does better, but particularly so in economic declines.
Mark, wouldn't it be something if we all started dressing like people in 1930s movies? The guys all in suits and hats, the ladies with pocketbooks and nice dresses, and sometimes wearing white gloves and hats themselves. So this actually leads into a subject that's always been a favorite of mine. I think that one of the effects of the artificial booms caused by central banking is that people are actually driven slightly crazy. I mean, they do crazy things. Not only do they come to believe that, for example, housing prices will never fall, that housing can only go up, you should therefore go into the maximum debt, strain yourself to every dime to buy the biggest, fanciest house you can, far more than you would ever need in a rational sense, because you think it's always going to go up. People do crazy things. Businessmen do crazy things. But socially, people do crazy things. And whether we're talking about crazy clothing, crazy, you know, mohawk hairdos, tattoos all over your body, rings in your nose, it's actually an insanity that maybe we can ascribe in part to central banking, as well as Hans Hoppe has pointed out, to the welfare state, all the things that it promotes, so that when there's a return to reality, which is what a recession or a depression is, we're getting rid of the damaging economic illusions that were built up during the boom, and we're returning to the real world. It's actually a great thing that it's not all bad. There are silver linings to a depression and a recession, and I appreciate so much your sharing some of those with us. Fewer tattoos, folks. It's a great thing. And as Mark points out, the tattoo removal business might be a good investment. Dr. Mark Thornton, thanks very much.
Thank you, Lou.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show. Produced by LouRockwell.com, the best-read libertarian website in the world. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast or on the website, email advertise@LouRockwell.com. And thanks for listening.